This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to an assessment by the AP, the U.S. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the November 3rd election, with differences between U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her Senate Republican rivals, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable despite the glaring needs of the country. Mr. Trump's GOP allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that Mr. Trump himself now derides as too puny. The debate promises to bring a hefty dose of posturing and political gamesmanship, but little more. Even the architect of the Senate measure, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, isn't claiming the vote will advance the ball. Once the measure fails, he plans to turn the chamber's full attention to cementing a 6-3 conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court by confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett. It is likely to be the Senate's final act before Election Day. And in that context, this week's vote has the chief benefit of giving Republicans in tough re-election races a last opportunity to try to show voters they are prioritizing COVID relief. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are both going on the offense. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I love going to churches.
President Trump began his Sunday with a visit to the non-denominational International Church of Las Vegas, where Pastor Denise Goulet told him she'd had a vision.
At 4:30, the Lord said to me, I am going to give your president a second win.
The president made this appeal.
You better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us.
Hello, North Carolina!
Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in Durham, North Carolina, mocking the president's optimistic statements on the coronavirus pandemic.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend.
That's Ben Thomas with AP. This is VOA News. Thailand's embattled prime minister says there are no plans to extend a state of emergency outside the capital, even a student-led protest calling for him to leave office spread around the country. Police, however, have indicated that they are working to censor coverage of the demonstration. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's government is already working to censor coverage of the demonstrations and issued a decree that bans public gathering of more than four people in Bangkok, outlaws news said to affect national security, and gives authorities broad power to detain people. None of that has been able to help the protesters from gathering the past 5 days to push their demands, which also include constitutional changes and reform of the monarchy. On Sunday, rallies spread to at least a dozen provinces outside of Bangkok. Thousands of people gathered across France on Sunday to support teachers and defend freedom of expression after the killing of Samuel Paty, a history teacher beheaded by a suspected Islamist on Friday. From Paris to Marseille, large crowds gathered quietly, pausing regularly to applaud, hold minutes of silence, or sing the national anthem. Politicians from across the spectrum showed solidarity by attending the various events after a killing that has shocked the country. The 47-year-old Paty was killed outside his school in Paris suburb by an 18-year-old attacker. Earlier this month, the teacher had shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class on freedom of expression, angering a number of Muslim parents. Muslims believe that any depiction of the Prophet is blasphemous. The assailant, who was born in Russia of Chechen origin, was shot dead by police soon after the attack. Police have detained 11 people in connection with the killing. In an effort to counter Chinese influence and build stronger economic and defensive ties in the region, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga made Vietnam his first overseas trip since taking over for his former boss Shinzo Abe last month. There was a welcome ceremony Monday for him at the Vietnamese presidential palace in Hanoi. He also is spending time in Indonesia on this trip. There were tense scenes in the streets of Santiago on Sunday as demonstrators faced off with police on the one-year anniversary of mass protests over inequality that left more than 30 people dead and thousands injured. Protesters threw fireballs and rocks in the direction of police, which, with officers responding with tear gas and water cannon. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.